Like the weekly and subsidized columns are based on just paying them weekly. Of course, if you change the date, if you change the plus 7 to plus 14, and cut the date row down, then it of course changes it to bi-weekly, that type of thing.
Okay.
I guess that would be one other spot to change. Oh, and the three dates that are isolated up at the top, the first date is when we reach our target goal of the 3158 customers. The second date is halfway between it and the next date, and the next date is when we reach our 1,000 per agent per mark. So you'll notice that it looks really weird with two agents per time, because I only do 2,000 clients. We need 3,000 clients. So if you put four agents in there, the numbers will make a little bit more sense for that area.
Now, we have to have these people perform those numbers.
Can we maybe sub up?
But we can also supplement their performance. Remember, this doesn't make it fair. As long as we can do the same thing a day, we can do this. You and I can do it.
Right. Because my time right now.
Yeah.
No, you would have to quit your job for this time.
Okay.
You'd have to quit, work on websites, and then the next week you'd get half pay. The week after,
I could just take a week vacation, you know?
Perfect. You take a week vacation, then that half pay doesn't matter to you.
And then.
That half pay is extra to you, actually.
Holy shit, then I can have another paycheck.
And if they lay you off, then they give you a month's salary. Then you're laughing.
I don't know. I'm gonna burn bridges.
Play the layoff area.
I don't know.
Stop potential.
Yeah, but fuck. Do you think a layoff's better than a? Well,
I wouldn't say the same thing to Steve because he's not in the same area. Although Steve's pushing for a layoff and stuff.
Well, not a layoff, but a fire. Getting fired though.
Sunny's in the perfect environment. Because what does he get calls from at Primus? People feel pissed off that their website doesn't work, and Primus has no support for their website anymore. They laid off that whole piece. So they got a whole bunch of websites that need support that they don't support. And all kinds of clients that are pissed off with. So all Funny has to do is write down the name and phone number, and we call them up and say, hey, and you see your website's having problems. This page isn't showing, or whatever they reported to Primus. And then we get almost a guaranteed sale every time.
Oh, fuck. Gossip plaid.
Fuck, that's it. Talk that one out with Steve. I've talked it out with Simon. He's on board.
I have to talk to Steve too.
He does these things. I also wanted him to write down username and password so that people who got kicked off of Bell could use them to sign back on.
Who?
Funny.
Oh. So that could be, you think he wouldn't do it?
He doesn't do it. He wants to do it, but he doesn't.
He's too scared?
I know, he's not too scared, he just doesn't think about it.
Well, how about you pester him on Gmail?
No, not pester.
Well, be there, like, coaching, you know, like on Gmail, like, hey, Sonny, next call you take, I'm going to be right here with you, just keep on chatting, I'll be, you know, and then maybe, you know, he'll chat.
The true or on the Skype. That higher percentage of customers that doesn't get the website, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just chat with him the whole day then.
Yeah.
No. And once he gets the call, you just walk him through it.
There you go.
And then, you know, he can...
Yeah, I even figured out a policy for that where we look online and find the information linked together so that we don't link ourselves to the
data at all. Right. How would we do it? Wow.
It's easy. You do a Google search with their name and phone number and see what comes up. Then you add their website into it and see if their name and phone number are already on the website. If they are, then you don't even need to do that first Google search. Okay, let me reorganize. First, you go to their website. You verify the problem.
Yeah.
And figure out how to reproduce it that type of thing. How to come up with a cover story. Then you look on their contact us area for their phone number, email address, whatever. If there is one and it's there, perfect. That's all we need. If there isn't, then we have to do a Google search. We cross-reference their phone number, their name, and their website, and we see what comes up. If something comes up, then we say, yeah, we saw it on this document that your number is this, so we've been trying like 10, 15 different numbers. I'm finally glad we got a hold of you. I wanted to buy, and your website didn't work, so.
Awesome. Wait. They don't have a contact, that's a perfect cover. Awesome. And then website me calls. No, well.
Then website me calls them up with that cover story.
And that would be only when there's contact number's not there. How often
but they'd
that?
Have to do the Google search. If the contact number is there, then it's really come up with
contact. Why, you just bugger the site, you mean, or?
You don't need to bugger the site, you just visit the site.
And see the...
Sonny's already given you the website and the error. You just have to verify that it is, in fact, an error type thing.
But then we have to wait a period of time. We have to...
If the error is the customer's computer, we don't want that. You're telling us of every week.
Oh, fuck.
That
should be on privacy side.
Well, no, no. There's also limits for that, for how many things they can do, how long James will have.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're going to want more than that.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Oh, fuck. I'm trying to think here. No, I totally forgot my train of thought. It was really awesome. Yeah.
Wow, productive development meeting. Hey, how are Thomas and Justin?
Oh, at least we're being productive elsewhere. But, okay, so Sunny would get the error. We'd get the contact number, but we'd still have to wait a period of time after Sunny got that call.
We can do it connected. It doesn't matter.
Really? Privates couldn't connect the dots? Well, why would they care? They don't want to support it anyways.
Does they have a team of agents?
Where is their money? Where is their money coming from now, then? No, but the biz or just the...
No, it's always been hosting.
The business.
Even business is pretty much a cost to them.
What?
It's the hosting, it's their file servers. Their data centers, sorry, proper terminology.
The connection.
No.
Internet, no?
Remember where I went to the mine interview?
The data center, where...
What is there basically is 100, 200,000 customer computers. They pay for the rack space, and we give them internet, and then we charge them bandwidth. Well, Primus.
Okay. So you're saying, well, Primus gets the money through the internet connection?
No.
Okay, I tell you wrong.
Through corporate hosting of those computers in their buildings. That's where they get the internet.
The businesses. Okay, and the businesses then, websites they don't care about.
Exactly. No, they get super fast speed there. They get T1 speed, T2 speed, whereas normally, you know, you've got limited speed.
Okay, so basically like Primus just says, here, we got great hosting, guys, but we have these shitty sites if you want them. But, no, they don't even sell the sites?
No,
they're
not
free?
At all. They don't have sites.
Backbone.
They do have sites, but it's the backbone that makes the money, the hosting, the computer.
Right.
You give us your computer, we'll plug it in for you. We'll keep it up and running in good speed.
We could give them a server? Upload? No. We would just be our own server. Well, we don't even need...
No. We've got somebody that's...
Niagara Hosting, yeah.
Niagara Hosting or GoDaddy, because it's a subsidiary, has...
Really?
All the fucking...
That's kind of... it's kind of funny to think of the communications industry, Rogers, all this, but Niagara Hosting's like a smaller... It's just... Our information is just this... Wow, that's cool, man. We're buying an information node.
Have you been
man.
To the Niagara Hosting page?
No. Oh.
Okay, you're going to love that.
What's God doing now? What is he doing? Want me to just... Is he there?
Go ahead.
Yo, Scott, what's up, man? What were we just talking about with him?
He was looking at the spreadsheet. Which is good. Still
looking
at it.
Just checking up, if you're still reading, sorry if I interrupted, but we're just wondering what's up.
Hey, here's Bruce Eddie. We all know another. That's what I'm saying, total cost of money. Total yearly cost is $12. That's how you're going to pay $20 a month.
So we should, okay, but we should still promote website me.
Of course. Because we have a different service. We're not hosting people.
You're
like
designing our site.
We're targeting